How do airplanes fly?
What's in this box? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Learn how to store your gun securely and make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, October 10th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Tesla is expected to unveil the company's first driverless car and detail plans on a forthcoming robo-taxi service later today. The move would put Tesla in direct competition with Alphabet's Waymo, which is already offering driverless rides in several cities. Expectations are high among some analysts and investors that Tesla CEO Elon Musk will show off a functioning autonomous vehicle and lay out specific plans for its launch, including the timing. An early sketch of the car published in a biography of Musk shows an almond-shaped vehicle with two seats and no steering wheel or pedals. Authorities in China have detained four Taiwanese employees who work at a Foxconn factory that is central to Apple's iPhone supply chain. That's according to Taiwanese officials. They were accused of an offense akin to breach of trust, although the exact nature of the allegations couldn't be determined. That's according to one of the Taiwanese agencies responsible for managing relations with China. Foxconn didn't reply to a request for comment, but Taiwan's Mainland Affairs Council quoted the company as saying it didn't suffer any financial loss connected to the actions of the employees. Representatives from the local Chinese police department couldn't immediately be reached for comment. Apple didn't reply to a request for comment. And the Securities and Exchange Commission is suing the crypto unit of the high-speed trading giant DRW Holdings, accusing the unit of violating investor protection laws. The SEC claims the unit, called Cumberland DRW, failed to register as a securities dealer, according to the lawsuit. Cumberland does business with hedge funds and other big market players. That's unlike many of the crypto firms that the SEC has sued, which work with ordinary investors. DRW said it plans to fight the lawsuit, calling it an incredibly frustrating and disappointing development. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing Podcast.